Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to Season 4's guest. Hello, Rock Movers, and welcome to a new season and a new episode. I'm so excited today to share someone that I feel like brings a new light, a new spirit, a new language to our show. My guest today, you're going to love. Her name is Brigitte Visser. She goes by Brigitte. She is a modern-day mystic guiding others on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. As a soul empowerment coach and divine channel, she tunes into higher frequencies, delivering messages. So keep your mind open and let's welcome Brigitte Visser to the stage. I'm going to bring her on now.
Hey, Karen.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. Now, you are also the author of a book and you have another book coming out. So we have so many things to talk about today, but the main thing is I just want those that follow, those that are in my circles to get to know you, to know your heart, and just the love that you share with those that you serve. So tell us a little bit about you and how all this came to be, and then let's just dive into some great conversations.
Well, first of all, in 1974, I popped out the womb, right? I was born.
That's where it began.
Yes, that's where it began. And then, I went through so much trauma in my life. I mean, before I came to Earth, I signed up for everything on the sheet. Yes, I would like to experience that kind of trauma. Yes, I can do that. Oh, yeah, sure, bring it on. And I pretty much signed up for everything in the classroom. I've been through a lot of trauma, a lot of ups and downs in life. And I wouldn't be who I am today if I had not gone through that eclectic bag of mixed trauma.
So I love that you say that, because we can choose to be a victim or we can choose to allow those things that we've gone through to help us step into who we were really called to be.
Yes.
I believe it's a choice, and I love that that's how you see it as well. Because that's one of my main messages and main missions is for people to see that they have a choice in how they perceive what's happened, what they've experienced, and what's happening now and next. So yeah. I love that. I love that. So I think when we get to a certain age, whatever that age is, wherever we are. I've heard several people say, I'm a woman of a certain age. I love that. I'm 55. I'm not gonna, there's no need to hide it. I've earned those 55 years. But in those 55 years, much like you, I've experienced trauma. And I've experienced things that felt like in the moment were absolutely breaking me. And what I see now as I'm looking back is that, yes, they were breaking off parts of me so that I could emerge the parts that were keeping me protected and safe in this little cocoon and not the parts that needed to rise up and be active, right? Or be empowered or be vulnerable, or the parts that were just hiding underneath the shell. And so when we talk about your book, and I want to pop it up here, you have a book, Becoming Authentically Me.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit, or tell us a little bit about how that book came to be from your story, because that didn't just happen overnight, right?
No, it didn't.
It's an evolution of all the things that made you authentically you. So tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll dive into some other exciting things.
Yeah, just a disclaimer, right? I'm still a work in progress. So we all are.
Yes.
But from where I was to where I am now, it's a world of difference and becoming authentically me. I started writing the book when it was the end of 1999 or early 2000. Mm-hmm. But that was only the beginning of my journey. And trust me, I'd already been through a lot of trauma, from abuse to starving myself, being assaulted in the modeling industry, the passing of my dad, doing drugs, being bullied in high school, losing my stepdad. So it was a bit of an emotional roller coaster ride. But I decided just to write down all my experiences. And then I stopped. A year later, I stopped. It was there. And I was just like, no. And trust me, I had a whole lot more to experience. And it was horrific what I went through. Mm. But I needed to go through it, because without it, I wouldn't have a story to tell.
Yeah. Because it's not important to have to tell the story. Yes. Not just to have the story, but to tell it.
Yeah. And so I went, of course, through dysfunctional relationships because I hated myself. Mm. I really put myself in the boxing ring. I could look in the mirror and I thought I was a real ugly duckling. But that's also because I was rejected a lot. And when you get bullied and you get rejected all the time, and also in the modeling industry, oh my goodness, I couldn't even make a living out of that. So yeah, I traveled the world and I was bartending, doing other promotional gigs, being a hostess, because that was the one thing that I could control, my work and starving myself. The rest was a little bit out of my control, even though I was trying to function, but I wasn't, because I wasn't healing myself. And so I had to hit rock bottom with one of my relationships. And that was the fact in 2009, my ex was a crack addict, which I didn't know. Mm. And he landed in bed with the Dutch Crips at the time. He was from the US and came to Holland. But I had to learn that everyone needs to walk their own journey. You can't save someone because they have to save themselves. But I was like, ooh, I love broken birds. I really love broken birds because, I want to fix their wings. And I would walk to the ends of the earth, for them. I would be that doormat, and not just in relationships, but also my interpersonal relationships, because I was very much afraid of hurting people. But in the end, we're only hurting ourselves.
Yeah.
And there was a lot to unpack there and a lot to learn from that, because I tried to take my own life of a whole box of ibuprofens when everything hit the fan in Holland, and my mom took me out of Holland in the space of 2 days. My ex was held for ransom. I helped the police out, and they found him, deported him back to the US. And then the leader of the Crips threatened to kill me, to find me and kill me. And so that really shook me up. So when I was in the UK and I took this whole box of ibuprofens, the next day I just woke up and my mom said to me, Birgitta, why don't you go see a counselor? I did, but the counselor was no use to me, because all she said was, Birgitta, you're going to be fine. You're strong enough. Great. Super. And I had to figure it out. I really had to figure out how I could heal myself or get the help that I needed, because I was so low within myself. And you could say I was probably borderline depressed. I was depressed. I don't know. I've been very down several times in my life, but I don't put a label on it. It's the emotion, and we feel so empty inside.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible feeling, but I've always been one that soldiered on. So I talk a lot about that in Becoming Authentically Me, especially in my book. I'm very, very open about all the trauma I went through and everything that I experienced and how I healed. But as I always say, it doesn't matter how you decide to heal, whether that's holistically or you go to see a counselor, you have to do what really aligns with your spirit. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I love that. So love talking about here on the podcast is how all of these things, as we're going through life, we feel like they're happening to us and they become these heavy rocks that we carry in our bags, mm-hmm. right? So we're picking up this trauma. I had this relationship. I had this brokenness. I have this depression.
Yep.
What was the pivotal moment that allowed you to say, no, this happened for me? Was it this depression that you just talked about?
Yeah, that was probably the first time. Yeah, because I really wanted to make that change within myself. It's not like there was some fairy godmother or one of the archangels said, hey, Birgitta, there you go. I'm going to wave my magic wand and you're going to be poof. You're going to be just fine.
Right. No. Wouldn't that be nice? No, there has to be this almost like I love using the analogy of the caterpillar that becomes the butterfly.
Yes.
That process of metamorphosis is painful for the caterpillar.
Yes.
You know, that, but without that pain, that transition, that transformation, there wouldn't be the butterfly. And Absolutely. So we go into oftentimes that reclusive depression, or sometimes people call it a dark night of the soul.
Yes.
Or there's all of these different terms and analogies, but really it's that retrospective time where we get to hold a mirror up and say, how is this serving me and what do I do with it? And so that's the moment that I love to say is when we get to pull the bag off, look at it, examine it, take all the marbles, all the rocks, all the dirt, all the junk out of our bag and choose what we want to carry forward from that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you got to pull all the heaviness out and you began to carry what forward? What was the lesson for you?
The lesson for me was really that there were a few valuable lessons in there because mm-hmm. I always cared what other people thought of me. I was scared of hurting other people. Mm-hmm. I was scared of what people, you know, oh, what if I do this? What is this person going to think of me? So I was mm-hmm. walking around like that. And people pleasing is not fun. Oh, definitely not. You're not doing yourself any favors. But I had to learn to set boundaries. And that took me quite some years. And not only that, but I had to learn to love myself and fix that relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. Happiness is not, well, you know the saying, happiness is not an outside job, but it's an inside job because everything starts within. If people realized how powerful they are, then they would just turn within and sit with the stillness, you know, sit in the stillness of themselves and become best friends with themselves. And that was something that I really needed to understand. Sure, I was like a social butterfly, so to speak. But I look back at it now. Again, I wouldn't have it any other way, but I really needed to learn to set these boundaries and not to let people run over me like a car truck.
Yeah,
because that was bad, and people took advantage of me. It's like I gave them the hand, they took my whole arm, or they swallowed me whole, right. So to speak. But I allowed it, mm-hmm. and so taking back my power was all about taking control of my life and taking that responsibility to make the amends. And it's very hard, and I understand that when you're in the middle of a traumatic experience. Yeah. But the key is to become conscious of it. When you become aware of it, then you can start to reevaluate it or analyze it. But you have to come to terms with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, you know, and take yourself out the boxing ring. When you look in the mirror, my dad used to always say this, you know, and he passed away in 1988 when I was 14. And he said, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Tell your reflection that. And that is so hard. And when people have a hard time doing that. So I just say, well, if you think that's hard, then just say, you know, I'm awesome.
Yeah, I love that. So you changed your whole life. You went a whole different direction.
Yes.
With this, what I call awakening.
Yes.
So you woke up to this new way of thinking, this new way of seeing yourself, this new way of being. You've created now a book. You now have a YouTube. I'm going to pop that up here. Your YouTube is Power Soul Healing. And this is where you now get to share your lessons that you learned from the rocks that you were carrying. And this is where you get to love on people and be this new authentic version of you. But what does that look like? So tell me about this new Brigitte, this new empowered, enlightened, and loving woman that is on this podcast sharing the day with me.
Wait, am I that enlightened? No, not yet.
I think you are.
Oh, I'm still learning. You know, like I said, I'm still learning. And I mean, through my very dark times, my constant companion has always been, well, of course, Archangel Michael, but also the Ascended Master Saint Germain. And he's hilarious. He's very eccentric, very quirky. And I love his, I just love his energy and his sense of humor. But yes, my YouTube channel is at Power Soul Healing. And it's funny because it's growing pretty quick now, because I put a lot of light language transmissions on there for people, whether it's to overcome anxiety, doubt, fear, creating more positivity, removing blocks in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, light language talks to people on a soul level, because your mind, it's like minion language. You're not going to understand it. Yes. But you don't need to understand it on, as I say, that 3D level, so to speak. Your mind doesn't need to comprehend it, but your soul understands these light codes just beautifully. And it's like your soul is just, you know, taking a deep, well, sighing, whatever you call that in English, sighing or taking a deep breath, whatever. Yes. I just said, a release.
Yes.
Yes. So that's, yeah, and it's just, it's beautiful, and I love doing it. I'm very humble to be able to do that. But I'm someone, Karen, that believes very much in progression in life and development. I don't like to stay stagnant. Mm-hmm. I'm very much these days in the flow of the universe. I just allow things to happen. But that did not go overnight. Just because I went through one, you know, very terrible experience in 2009, I still had a lot to unpack. It was like, yeah, sure, I smashed those boulders and reevaluated my life and studied many healing modalities, and even taught Reiki to quite a few people, and did many other workshops. I studied EFT as well, loved it, became a meditation teacher. And that wasn't the end of it, because I got sucked into another whatever, you know, a really disastrous relationship, another toxic one. But it was beautiful. I look back at it now and I'm very, very thankful, because again, I wouldn't have done Kumbo treatment, which is shamanic frog poison treatment, the way you really purge and purge and purge. And that was very, very powerful for me. And again, I met my former mentor, Alania Starhawk, and she's an Akashic record healer. So she walks through past lives. And my ex in Florida could not let me go. He was like a pug, a relentless pug holding on to me. And it was very controlling, very possessive, because bless his heart, he moved from an hour away to two doors down from me. And he just, he didn't understand why I didn't love him anymore. He's like, people work it out. I said, but I don't love you in that way anymore. I just don't. And eventually I couldn't take it anymore. I sold my home to get away from him. And I loved that home. And so I found Alania, and she really, really helped me. And in a past life, he wasn't very nice to me. He took my life by slow poisoning me with something. It was almost like a red poison of sorts. I cannot remember the exact herbs right now, but it took several months. And that's why in this lifetime, I had severe stomach issues. I couldn't hold anything in, nothing. And it took me months to get that right. And all the while in my head, it was like, they were like, yeah, Brigitte, just get rid of him. What are you doing? Why are you holding on? But I was so scared. That's the thing. I was so scared to confront him and just say, you know what, we're done. I was in a different country. Until I got there, you know, and I said, like, this is not working for me. So the energy changed just like that because it was healed.
Wow.
Through the past life healing. And he started to work on himself and he just left me be. And that was really, really amazing. And then through Alania, I learned to channel as well, going to one of her workshops and channeling. I mean, I sat there and it was a meditation. She did a meditation and boom, I was gone. Then she counted back 3, 2, 1, boom, I was back in the room. And everyone had seen colors, the guides, the ascended masters, the archangels, you name it. And I saw diddly squat. I was very, very upset. I was sitting in a corner and, you know, I was crying and just wiping my eyes dry. And it's a beautiful exercise that Alania gave us all. Wow. And this is how she started. She just took a pen and a pad and she said to the universe, I'm ready and open to receive. And so when the class was finished, I went home. And I think my mind was so shot at that time. I was so exasperated that I sat down and I did that. And boom, it just started to flow. And I read it back and it was just like an old English prose. And it was just amazing. And I just started to ask questions. And then I started to use my cards and whichever, you know, Archangel Ascended Master popped up, I would just ask a question and see if they could convey a message. And that's how I started. And it's been wonderful ever since. It's become very easy for me.
Wow. That for many people listening to this who grew up in traditional Judeo-Christian homes, this just sounds otherworldly or hard to believe or hard to realize. How can someone learn more about what you've shared and how can they, if they're questioning or have like they don't understand what this means, they want to explore it, what would they do? How would they begin that process?
So are you talking about the light language itself or just in general?
In general, the whole evolution of discovering something that the world or our traditional media calls alternative.
Do you know, it's funny that you mentioned that the media calls alternative because it's actually ancient.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really alternative. Many of the healing modalities were used thousands and thousands of years ago. And the biggest medicine cabinet lies within each of us. And yet we look outside of ourselves, whereas we ourselves create, you know, any type of dis-ease. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this in my book because my stepdad, who passed in 2000 from throat cancer, I do speak to him, but he, when I wrote my book, he did come through and he said, you know what, I created this. And I've had people say to me, yeah, but my husband didn't ask to have MS, you know, it's very difficult. I'm very empathic to that, but we do create our own disease. We are either our greatest destroyers, but we also are greatest inner builders. We are energy. And thus we are divine alchemists.
Yeah. And I love that science is now proving this for those that don't know or don't believe. We now have the technology to scientifically prove all of this, that we are energy and that words have energy and thoughts have energy. And so where would you suggest they start?
There are many options, but if you're really open to it, and for me, I mean, I love to meditate. I love to listen to David G meditations, and they're like 20 minutes. And I dare you to try it. 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, just plug it in. He does a lot of meditations, guided meditations on fear, anxiety, confidence, infinite possibilities, manifestation, and it really recenters yourself. So rather than getting frustrated and overthinking everything, just allow yourself to flow with the universe and stop with the negative thinking in your head, because what you think you create and you manifest into existence. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe me, just become aware of your thoughts. Just start to be more mindful rather than having your mind completely full. And
oh, wait, that's a mic drop. Say that again.
What did I say? Once you become
mindful instead of having your mind
full. Yes.
So you mentioned David G. This is his YouTube.
Yes.
For those that aren't familiar with him, he has a whole channel that you can go explore.
Yes.
But also, here is Brigida's
YouTube
also, Power Soul Healing. So there's two great resources for you so that you can begin to just explore what feels right, what's possible for you, because we are all here on our own journeys. And so we're all here to accomplish whatever it is that is our destiny and our path. So we just want to support you and give you resources to help you define that path. And so we're not here to tell you what's right, what's wrong. This is our experience. This has been our own unique journeys. We each see things through our own lens. And so we just want to encourage you as women, as humans, as light workers, that you have a path. If you're feeling led a certain way, we want to encourage you to trust it, pursue it, and learn more about it. So we have, my business partner, Casey, and I have also created a new platform that we are launching. You can check it out now at destinationawaken.world, where we are beginning to provide a higher level conversation of these exact type things. And so I'm so excited to share that this is now available, and amazing light workers and people who are doing amazing things to elevate the energy of the planet are going to be accessible through that. So we have talked to Brigida, and I have talked about this. And so she's going to be one of the people on the website that you'll begin to tap into. We're just creating people that we trust, know, like, trust, so that you can find them and begin to define your own path of awakening. So, yes.
Can I just add something to that?
Absolutely.
I mean, I love Destination Awaken.world. People often ask me about why are we here? Mm-hmm. Why are we here?
Biggest question, right?
Yeah. And I said, well, we're here to return to that love for ourselves, that unconditional love for ourselves. And we're here to understand that we are the creators of our own reality. We need to understand that how we manipulate the energy and make that work in our favor. because everything around us is energy. Right. And I always say, when we learn to love ourselves, get rid of that pre-programming, that conditioning, we become more empowered. But it's, wow. I mean, the world would be a much, much better place. It would be more harmonized, and everyone would just be going in the flow. And maybe one day we will get there, but everyone, as you said, is on their own journey. And that is okay, because if we were all vibing at that same level of consciousness, how could we ever learn from one another? How could we ever understand duality and the ego?
Absolutely. And before we jumped on, you mentioned a new program that we both are tapped into, Mind Valley. If you've never heard of the platform Mind Valley, it's an amazing website and app and educational program. And one of the new things that that they're promoting, well, it's not new, but they're promoting it again, is Jeffrey Allen. Is that right? Did I say his name?
Yes. Yep.
Allen's duality program, about being able to tap into the duality of we are spiritual beings and energetic beings having this human experience, but how do we utilize the energy that is around us and within us to have the life that we deserve and desire, and to attract and pull things into us. And he gives this example, and you said it perfectly, about how to really tap into that mindfulness that you said, instead of having a mind full of all the noise, because it can become so overwhelming. And that's a great path to the depression. That's a great path to overwhelm and to burnout, to just have all of this noise. But and many of us are like, how do I get quiet? Because I try to meditate, and 2 seconds in, I have all these thoughts. Yes. So share what you experienced and what he says. I thought that was just great.
So, well, first of all, with meditation, it's all, well, two things. I mean, like with David G, he says, you know, always go back to the breath and just count. That works brilliant for me too. But what Jeffrey Allen said is, close your eyes, and rather than being in, it's hard to, really hard to explain, but rather than being in your mind, it's like just lift it up. It's like you're looking up, and because you're focusing on that, it's like the mind just becomes quiet. But he does say this: if the underlying energy within you still holds that trauma or that pain, then there is always that kink in the cable. So you need to heal the underlying energies, and only then will it start to flow. So that is really important. And it's something that I also had to understand. I mean, I'm manifesting now because I do that every night. And I just let it go, because I do not put any expectation on it. People like to put expectations on things. And even when manifesting, what do? They say, I want to become, I want to be successful, I want to live here. No, you have to envision it as if you're already there. That's the power of the mind.
Right.
And when you envision that, then you just take the steps in between to get there. And so with Jeffrey Allen, that other aspect is that spiritual energy and harnessing the energy and allowing it to work for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes, because as you said, when we're saying, I want, that's telling
that's the future.
Your subconscious that I don't have it and I don't have the ability to have it. I want it. So you're coming from a place of lack.
Yes.
And we all, you know, come from this tradition of, what are your goals, right? Like, what do you want? What do you want to happen? And when you have a vision board that feels so unattainable, it's not applicable to where you are right now, you're saying to yourself that what I have now is not enough. who I am now is not enough. I want that. And when I attain that, then I will be happy. Then I will be successful. Yep. We're always looking at the then. And that creates just such a disassociation with all of the gifts that you have. All of the beautiful energy and power and blessings that you possess right here, right now. And I love Jeffrey Allen's, the visualization that you did of when you're in your thoughts. And what I was able to do, or what I've done, is I see my brain as in like my eyes, my brain are here. Yeah. But if you think of your pineal gland, you know, it's here in between your eyes. And so then I also think of like, I'm walking into the stairs to go talk to my father, to go talk to the universe, the higher level, my higher self. And so I just like elevator up, I'm just moving up into this higher, you know, my crown chakra. And that little shift allows me to leave the noise behind.
Yes.
Yeah. So however you make that happen, whatever that is, just know that it is a process. You can start with 2 minutes, just 2 minutes of listening to your own breath. And as you feel thoughts coming in, chaos coming in, the noise is coming in, just recognize it and let it go. It's okay. It'll be there in 2 minutes. It'll be there in 5 minutes. Whatever it is, just be present. The biggest gift you can give to yourself is to be present.
Yes.
So thank you. We are coming to the end of our show now, but I just want to thank you for being present for me, for being present for our listeners, our viewers. What is the one rock that you want to help them move as we part? The final word, the final advice that could make a difference for someone's life.
The final advice would be that, yeah, it really doesn't matter what other people think of you, but it matters what you think of you. And it also matters how you feel about yourself, because that is taking back your power. And just walk your path and experience life in all its essence, because life is an experiment to be experienced. It is not just, yes, it is, as I always say, as I've always been told, it's the game of cosmic evolution. How you roll the dice is entirely up to you. There is no right or wrong in how you decide to live your life, but follow your heart and follow your passion. And it doesn't mean that you have to climb the ladder. For some people, it's really about taking care of their family and their loved ones. But do what makes your heart sing and what makes your soul skip a beat. And that is important.
Oh, such beautiful words. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts, your heart, all that's you with our world. We will put in the show notes all the different ways that people can connect with you. You can also get free excerpts of her book to check it out, get some ideas of what the book is about, and then you can purchase it because you're going to love it. I know you will. So, but she has another book coming out soon that is a beautiful culmination of a bunch of stories. So tell us real quick about that and when that's supposed to be launching, because I think it's soon, right?
Yeah, it's called Becoming Empowered. And I'm waiting on the cover, actually. But it's out on the 1st of April, and it's written or co-written with 15 other authors, all women who've overcome their own trauma in life. And every one of them has overcome them in different ways. And that's just, you know, that's amazing to read.
Yeah, I love it. So another rock moving story of women overcoming, which we resonate with so much. So please follow her on YouTube. She'll be announcing when the book is available. And then this podcast will also have the links for that. We'll go back and update it when the book comes out so you can find the new book. And I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your rock moving mentality with our listeners and just sharing your light and love with the world. I just want to encourage you to follow, connect with, and get to know my dear friend, because you will be so blessed. So have a fabulous day, rock movers, and keep moving those rocks. Okay, that wraps up another amazing episode of The Rock Movers. Huge thank you to our guest and to you for joining me today and being a part of this incredible journey. Your story, strength, and your willingness to grow and transform those rocks are what makes this community and our podcast so special. So if today's episode inspired you, it would mean so much to me if you would share it with your friends and loved ones. And don't forget to subscribe or follow us over on social and on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode. Your support truly means the world. And together, we're not just moving rocks, we're moving mountains. So until next time, keep embracing your journey and making those big, bold moves. But remember, you and only you have the power to change your world and move those rocks. Take care. I love you, and see you on the other side.